So, have you done the math? Keep that number in your head, Stroke Toy. Now keep stroking my property. That's right. All the way up and all the way back down. Keep it slow now. Long, slow strokes. Up and over that swollen knob and back down again. Since you're in training for making a good dildo of yourself for exalted womanhood, I want you to begin thrusting into the downstroke. There. That's right. Nice and slow. Because when I use a human dildo, it's not about how good it feels to them. It's about how good it feels to me. And whether I want to ooze my dildo in and out of my tight, wet pussy, or slam down on it with all my weight until I cream over and over again, coating those balls in my nectar, and then simply demand that you stuff that purple-headed, throbbing piece of meat back into your pants. Well, that's my prerogative, isn't it? Miss Rachel, ruler of that throbbing piece of meat, those balls, and all the cum inside of them, happens to be benevolent. But balance must be restored in the sexual universe. So she determines that you must pay for each orgasm you've stolen from the age of 18. Pay me back for all of my cream you've spilt. The compromise is that for every 10 orgasms, aren't I generous, that you owe me one edge. That's right. You heard me. An edge for every 10 orgasms you've stolen. You can do your own personal math later. But some of you, knowing how horny you are, I'm imagining will still be stroking and edging for me into the thousands. And I know that makes you unhappy, but it pleases me. But suffice it to say, there's no way you're going to hear the word yes when you moan plaintively, Mistress, may I come? The answer is no, naughty boy. And unless you've never masturbated in your life, or very, very seldom, the answer yes will be a long, long way away. Now keep edging for me. I say 10 times, and then put my property back in your pants.